This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's president has posted a video showing what he said was a Russian missile hitting an apartment building in the southeastern city of Zaporizhia, killing at least one person after Moscow's forces launched exploding drones before dawn. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The video posted by Volodymyr Zelensky to Telegram appeared to be from CCTV cameras that captured the moment a missile hit the nine-story residential block by a busy road. Ukrainian media has showed charred apartments with flames billowing from some of them. Zaporizhia's city council secretary says two children were among the wounded, adding that a few dozen people have needed hospital treatment, with some in critical condition. Zelensky again appealed for countries to increase pressure on the Kremlin to give up its invasion of Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Zelensky visited military positions in the eastern Donetsk region and awarded medals to the defenders of Bakhmut, a devastated city that has become a symbol of the Ukraine's dogged resistance. Addressing the soldiers, Zelensky thanked them for protecting the state's sovereignty and the east of Ukraine. He said the main thing is that this war is won and that we will rebuild everything after that. Fierce battles continue in the eastern Donetsk region where Russia is straining to encircle the city of Bakhmut in the face of persistent Ukrainian defense. The U.S. will speed up its delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine after months of Ukraine pressing for the heavily armored and armed tanks. The Pentagon announced in January it would send a newer variant of the Abrams, but that would have taken a while. This is VOA News. Former U.K. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has started testifying to a crucial hearing on whether he misled Parliament about lockdown parties. He told the committee on Wednesday that the rule-breaking events were wrong and that he bitterly regretted it, but he added,
I'm here to say to you, hand on heart, that I did not lie to the House. When those statements were made, they were made in good faith and on the basis of what I honestly knew and believed at the time.
While Johnson denies deliberately lying, if found to have done so, he could face suspension or even lose his seat in Parliament. He's being questioned by the House of Commons Standards Committee over his statements about rule-breaking parties in government buildings during the coronavirus pandemic. Passengers should expect more disruption at French airports on March 23rd due to strikes in France in protest against plans to increase the French retirement age, the DGAC Civil Aviation Authority said Wednesday. Striking workers at a garbage incinerator outside of Paris described Emmanuel Macron as being out of touch with the reality of the workplace after the French president gave a live interview on national television to discuss his much-debated pension reform. Workers blocking the waste management plant set up a marquee and gathered to watch the broadcast on Wednesday. It was the first time that Macron has spoken publicly since his government forced the pension bill through Parliament last week, prompting scattered protests in Paris and across the country, some degenerating into violence. In May, just 3 months after the powerful earthquakes struck, Turkish residents will head to the polls. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will face the biggest test of his 20-year rule then, in elections that will decide not only who leads the country, but how it is governed, where its economy is headed, and what role it may play to ease conflict in Ukraine and the Middle East. U.S. cases of a dangerous fungus tripled over just 3 years, and more than half of the states now have reported it. Researchers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention wrote about the infections. We have details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Researchers say the COVID-19 pandemic is likely part of the reason for the spread. Hospital workers were strained by coronavirus patients, and that likely shifted their focus away from disinfecting some other kinds of germs. The fungus is called Candida auris. It's a form of yeast that is usually not harmful to healthy people, but can be a deadly risk to fragile hospital and nursing home patients. Some strains are so-called superbugs that are resistant to antibiotic drugs. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.